I'd like to say hello to everyone and welcome. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories live on WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. Or maybe you found us on the internet. However you found us, welcome. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Ed Schmidt, the very talented, and he's my good friend. Each show we feature a guest, but tonight we have two guests, and they're going to share the spotlight. We have author and musician Dan Wohl from River Falls, Wisconsin, and Danny Armstrong from the area, a longtime drummer with several bands. And we've got live music, and we've got some lively stories to share with you. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. So sit back and listen. Once again, welcome everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We are live in Amory, Wisconsin, and we've got a couple guests. We've got Dan Wohl with us from River Falls, Danny Armstrong. We're going to play some live music. Eddie's got a steel guitar with here, too, and so we hope you enjoy it. Eddie, how are you doing?
Doing real good.
That's good.
This nice summer weather that's coming up on us.
Oh, wow.
Getting nice and hot, I guess, this week.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you've been traveling for work much lately, or not too bad? I've
been busy up in... working more up in Brooklyn Park, where they're trying to make 1,000 or 1,200 pair of glasses a day, which keeps a few guys busy and gals.
So. Oh, boy. And we had some fun going to see Chris Cruzy here in Rice Lake not too long ago. And, of course, your son, Ethan, playing bass. And Natalie Murphy, is that right? Is that
right? Yep. The fiddle player that he has, boy, it was a great show, and I never saw so many people in Rice Lake and stand in line for 40 minutes trying to
just to get in,
get pre-bought tickets or whatever. But
that was it was so fun. I mean, Ethan's is such a good bass player, but his harmony singing is really good.
They liked him throwing in that low stuff between him and Natalie doing the higher stuff, and throws in the lower harmony there.
That's the first time I had actually heard him play live, Chris Cruzy. I thought he was really good. I just think he's really, he comes off, you know, really as a nice guy, and I'm sure he is.
Yeah,
it's, of course, he was a guest here last winter,
yep.
I think in February, I think it was, but so we had lots of fun with him, and we're going to be doing a few jobs this summer again, Eddie. We got some stuff with Trigger Happy, and you and I doing a few things. We'll be up in Gordon.
Yeah, we always like to go up to Gordon in the summertime.
You know, when I hear that name Gordon, I always think about your old tax man. Is he still doing your taxes for you?
No, I did hear he just passed away, though. John, your brother John called me and says, I think your tax man passed away. Oh. And I go, no.
He was a CPA, right?
Yeah, CPA.
What's that stand for?
That's a certified public accountant.
Okay. You call him Gordon. Yes. We're going to move on. We got to move quickly because we got lots of stuff here. We want to say hello to Dan Wohl. Dan, welcome to our show. Thanks for so much for coming and being a part of this.
It's an honor to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you here. You and I go back. We met years ago. My son, when he was in school, was playing some guitar with you. Were the school administrator, the superintendent, and did some music with these boys. And from that, you and I got to be friends, and then we actually wrote a song together. And we're going to play that song here in just a little bit, too. But you've also you've written a few books. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, to tell them we've both written some books.
Yeah, you helped. Yeah, that's right. I wrote a book and with your help. I got through that called Stranger in a Small Town. And but you've got one out that's brand new. It's called, is it Paperclip?
Yeah, and rather than read a section of it, just going to give it one little blurb. This is from Dave Wood. He's a former book editor for the Minneapolis Star, and he was the past vice president of the National Book Critics Circle. So maybe this will get you interested in the book before we get back to the music. Here's what he said. I warmly endorse the continuing efforts of Dan Wall and Walter Ryan, that's my co-author, for their latest novel, Paperclip, Unsettled, Stirring, Drama-Laden. Paperclip is written with gusto, good humor, and a knowledge of the panoply that's America, as the authors take their three gifted characters from youth to adulthood. How can you resist a book that opens with a guesser who's always right? Paperclip begs for a read, a sequel, and a movie. So maybe somebody will read your book and my book.
Oh, nice.
Mine's called Paperclip.
Well, very nice. And there you can find those book, my book as well, on Amazon.com, correct?
Amazon.com and some little free bookstores.
Sure.
And
yes. So, and then we're gonna switch over to some music here right away. There's a song that you learned. Tell us about the song, Dan. It was My Creole Belle.
Real quick. And I graduated from college in 1970. My dad bought me a J50 Gibson. I couldn't play worth a lick, and I've improved like half a lick now. And this is the first song I ever learned. And I've quit the guitar probably 5 times, but I'm not a very good quitter, and I keep coming back to it. So I've been playing this off and on for 50 years. It's a Mississippi John Hurt song. And if that intro doesn't make any sense to you, well, song will be over before you know it.
So it's not that big a deal, right? Yes. So, okay, let's give it a try. My Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. My Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. When stars shine, I'll call to mind my darling baby, my Creole Belle. My Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. Stars come out, we'll walk about. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. My Creole Belle, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole Belle. My darling baby, my Creole Belle.
I think I ever heard it was steel before. It sounds fantastic.
Well, Eddie makes everybody sound better, so that's very nice. That's a good song. Dan, I want to say a couple of things here about thanking you for, first off, you're the one that got us hooked up with Rick Shefchek, another author.
Mm-hmm.
He had the book, I think The Bird is the Word, I believe is the name. And he did some music with us too, but it was thanks to you that you contacted him. You had a little brush with Flash Phelps from the 60s on Six, and emailing back and forth. Go ahead and tell about that a little bit.
Well, you and I both like Flash, and if you listen to it, he answers callers, and I shoot him some North of Highway 8 stories every now and then, and he answers, and I said, I've got this great radio show you've got to listen to, and said he would, and we gave him a shout-out, but we're not on national TV yet.
No, but you never know. We did mail him a copy of the. If he didn't hear it, he did get a copy of it, which I think how gracious he was to give you his address to do that, you know,
Well,
mail it up. But
I just want to say one thing just about gracious. I mean, I feel like a junior high kid got invited to play catch with Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, this is really an underrated radio show. And I'm going to say one thing. You guys are so modest, you don't get feedback. I'm going to give you all my name, Daniel Wohl, W-O-L-L, and I'd like to know what you think about this show, and I hope you're listening more, and maybe you share it and get the word out. It's great radio.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice.
Thanks.
I like what you put on Facebook with, you had a little clip. You were here last time just observing the show, and you'd film some of it on your phone and put it on Facebook. And I loved what you said. It was such a compliment. You said that Prairie Home Companion, you know, they're a make-believe little town. We're from little towns. They talk about a little church. We play in churches. We're the real deal, you know.
You're the real deal.
Yeah, and we're not making this stuff up. This is you can't make up some of this stuff. So thank you for being such a great supporter of this show.
Well, you know, you admire Rick Shevchik. I'll tell you, the thing that stuck with me is, who was the Stan Turner show?
Yes.
That went off. That was a great oldest show for you folks who don't know. And what Rick said, there is just none of this great radio around, and you guys are kind of the last stab, and I'd like to see it keep going. So.
Well, thanks. Yeah, so we're going to move on. We got Denny Armstrong out there in the bullpen. He's warming up, getting ready to go. So we're going to play a song. We're actually going to play this on our CD. It's a song that Dan and I wrote, and you can tell us something about this if you want, Dan.
Not to get into a personal story, but there's a woman in our town, and her name's Peggy, and she passed away, and we wrote the song first, and we thought, you know, it would fit for her, so we call it Peggy's Song. And the only thing I want to say before we get to it is, if you ask 9 out of 10 people in Hammond, they would go, oh, Mike and Dan wrote a song. Well, you know, Dan didn't do the music, Mike did, and Dan must have come up with some words. This was actually backwards, and I can't explain why. I was noodling around with some key of C, and out came this melody. And Mike, and I guess if you hang around musicians long enough, you're bound to write a song sooner or later. And Mike said, I think I could come up with some words. And he came back with these lyrics, and I said, it would be like I wrote them if I wrote them, but I didn't, because I couldn't, and Mike wrote them.
Yeah, and it was interesting. When Rick Shevchik was here, we actually played that song for him, and he complimented the song that the chord structure against the melody that I was singing, he said, was so interesting. It entwined so nicely, which, again, it's two people writing something, and we made it work. So anyhow, we'll play it, and then we're going to move on here. But Dan, did you want to say hello to Shelley or somebody?
Yeah, real quick, just my family, Beth and all the girls, and I love them all. But out there, way out in Fort Collins, Colorado, there's Shelley and her new cowboy husband, Zach, and so, Zach, I hope you're listening and playing along, because he's a guitar player too.
Okay, all right.
Funny how that lingers after all these years, and I never told you what you meant to me, and how your memory still clings to me, staring out the window in the autumn of the year, the leaves slowly drift away while your memory is still here, haunted for years, wondering how you are, wishing somehow you wouldn't be so far. Do 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 do. Foolish daydreams, time after time, wishing I told you how I feel inside, lost in fantasy. Such a long time, do I feel so empty inside? Saw her dead on Sunday, walking all alone. I stopped to say I'm sorry, offered a ride home. Hopeless daydreams now at an end. The autumn leaves still blow with the wind.
Oh, that's a song that was written by Dan Wall and myself a few years ago. It's called Peggy's Song. And Eddie, you did not play clarinet in that.
Nope, I did ask you. I thought, I don't remember doing that.
Yeah.
I don't remember it because I didn't do it.
Well, it was pretty typical that you would have done that with us. I don't know, we had Dave Larson, who was the band director at St. Croix Central at the time. And then Jeff Hoschalt, one of our old drummers, was the drummer. Oh. Mike Blue sang some harmony on that. And so did Swanee, Dave Swanson.
I was going to say, I thought I heard Swanee in the background.
Yeah, he actually the one that produced that for us. So.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, we've switched gears. We got Denny Armstrong. Denny, we finally tracked you down. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, you bet, you guys. I finally made it over here, yeah.
Yes, you've been avoiding us for about 2 years. We finally forced you into coming. But we've had a lot of fun for many, many years with you, Denny. We've been friends for, I think, shortly after we were both out of high school, probably. It goes back that far.
Yeah, I probably still was in high school, yeah.
Yeah, it's that was like, what, 9, 10 years ago when we were in high school, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple years before that, yeah.
But we've done a lot of gigs with you. We were in St. Croix Falls, Eddie and you and I. That was earlier. That was Memorial Weekend, wasn't
it? Yep, we played for Kevin and Mary's 35th anniversary there at the Castle Tap.
Yes.
Yeah,
had a good time.
And you've played in churches with us a number of times.
Yes, and we have one coming up here in July, I was just told today.
Oh, July 14th.
Prairie Farm, yeah. They just called and said we got to do their, sure, their Sunday morning service. At,
okay.
Did I forget to remind you about that one too, Denny?
Yeah. No kidding, yeah.
You played with Trigger Happy for our son's wedding. That was 2006, Danny.
Yes.
So 13 years ago. And actually, it's this week is their anniversary. So.
Well, happy anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we ask everybody too, what got you started? What got you interested in music? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I guess to sum that up, it would be my dad played music, of course, old time polkas and waltzes and my sister and I would go with him on his Friday and Saturday nights, and before long I was sitting in with his drummer had a girlfriend, so I sat in on a couple songs while his drummer was dancing with his girlfriend, so I'd sit in on a couple songs, and lo and behold, a couple years later, I got the job.
Oh, nice.
And well, he got married.
Well, we have, I can speak for Eddie this, too, we have so much respect for Jim Armstrong.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a great player. And I'd like to heed him for a guest here sometime.
I saw him Sunday. He was there. Denny and I were playing with the Studebakers up at the Fisherman's Party, and Jim was there. And I told Jim, I didn't know if Jim recognized me at first. And then when I told him my mom and dad were Bill and Idell Schmidt, and I said, we used to come to see you at the Silver Spur in Somerset. He goes, now that's back a ways.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, we talked about this before, too, that your dad made a living at playing music. As we were young, trying to make more money at music so we didn't have to get a real job, your dad, he did that, and he did well with it. I mean, he played lot, you know.
Like I was saying before, Mike, he started in high school for the high school dances back in Colfax and Boyceville area. And once he got married, the accordion got put back in the case for a few years, and after my mom and dad separated, he pulled the accordion back out again, and the rest is history.
He hasn't stopped since, has he? Oh,
he's still going.
We have so much respect for him.
Yeah, he just turned 85, and he's still playing 2 or 3 times a week around the area.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam said he went over to Forest Lake last week, and I think and played with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just quality music too.
Yeah.
Good singer. But Denny, we're gonna come back and talk more about some of the memories. We got lots of things to discuss. But first off, I want to mention to you, I brought my boat up here. I'm wondering if you could get a chance. It's not starting like it should. I brought it up.
Don't be bringing that up now, Mike.
Denny has a great business up here, Breezy Bay
Motorsports. Yep.
So I didn't really, but I bet you that happens to you a lot, doesn't it?
The conversation comes up every so often. Yes. What's wrong with it? Is, well, bring it in, I'll tell you.
Yes. You're at 10:30 at night. Say, Denny, my boat isn't running right. But anyhow, we're gonna have you sing a song here. So.
All right. You want me just to start doing it, huh?
Sure.
Here's a George Strait song that that we get together to do once in a while. Stars on the Water.
All right.
Down in Louisiana, the bayou's by and by. Up here, old pole, or your natural soul keeps you tied to a tree high tide. The beer joint light comes on, and the crowd starts rolling in. And pretty soon you got stars on the water, stars on the water, stars on the water. Let it rain. Beaumont to Biloxi, the sea breeze at your door. Gypsy rains and hurricanes, white silver sandy shores. The blue light lounge is shining way out on the pier. And they look just like stars on the water. Stars on the water, you got stars on the water, let it rain. Shining moonbeams on the bay. They come from miles around to dance the jukebox down, to hear the good tunes that they all play. And all across the harbor, the moonbeams are shining on. It makes it look just like stars on the water. Stars on the water. You got stars on the water. Let it rain. You got stars on the water, stars on the water, stars on the water. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Oh, very nice. That's Denny Armstrong. Very nice. That's a good song. George Strait.
Yeah, George Strait done it, and Jimmy Buffett did it. Rodney Crowell did it back in the day.
I wouldn't doubt Rodney Crowell might have wrote that.
I think he did,
I bet he did. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing he did.
Yes, he probably did.
Yeah, very nice. Yes. We talked. Now, did you play, how did you learn how to play drums? Did you play high school band at all? Or?
Well, actually, Mike, just like I say, going to my dad's dances, and it was kind of like watching his drummer play.
Sure.
And
yeah.
And just I guess just by watching, yeah.
Sure. Yep. So.
Yeah.
And we had Sam Boltman here as a guest a while back, and we talked about you guys were on the road together with Leroy Kaler.
Yeah, that was the first our first road venture was with Stony Ridge back in the day, and it shortly switched over when Sam joined the band to Leroy Kaler and the Country Folk.
Hmm.
Yeah, and we were on the road for. Well, I was only out there for a while, just maybe a year, maybe a year and a half, and those guys stuck it out later. I wanted to get back home and start a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then I remember you played with Scott Nash for a while when you came off the road. I think the group was Midwest Transplant.
Yeah, Scott Nash and Gary Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. So, and tell us about Louis Inn. You were there for quite a while playing.
Yeah, well, actually... That's kind of a story. It's kind of interesting. When I did come back off the road, not having a drumming gig, Kay Kaiser called me up, and him and Bud Johnson were down at the Dallas House. And so Kaiser hired me to play drums down there with him and Bud. And from that job there, Sam came back home, and how musicians kind of switch around from this gig to that gig. When Louis opened up, Kaiser had the gig at Louis, and Sam and I actually went down to Osceola to a club called the Valley House.
Mm, okay.
And we were going to be the house band down there, and I don't know exactly what happened at the Louis Inn house band, but the day we were supposed to start at the Valley House, Kaiser called up Sam and I and said, we need a drummer and a bass player. So Sam and I took the gig.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you were there for a few years, weren't you?
I was there for, gosh, about maybe 8 or 9 years, yeah.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah.
Is that when Cleo was there with you, too?
Cleo was there also, yeah. Cleo, Sherwin Linton's wife at the time, yeah. And we did a lot of traveling with her also. Kind of a little competition between the Sherwin Linton and the Cotton Kings with Cleo being the honeycomb. Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back to more stories. Eddie, do you want to sing a tune there?
Sure, I got something we pulled off the internet today.
Have we ever played this before?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know if I have, but sure have heard it a bunch of times. It's a Del Reeves song, one called One Dime at a Time. We'll dedicate this one to Steve Swenson, Cocktail Stevie.
Sure.
He used to sing this a lot when he was out in Denver.
Sure.
My whole life's savings is a $2 bill. That's why I'm here tonight. I got time to kill. I could tell my story about 20 times. With $2 in a jukebox, one dime at a time. $2 in a jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about love's gone wrong until closing time. $2 ought to do me if you buy the wine. And I'll put it in the jukebox, one dime at a time. Pardon me, mister, I mind if I sit down. A misery likes company, and I believe that I've found somebody just as lonely. I don't believe I know. If you had a place to go to, you would have done been gone. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about love's gone wrong until closing time. $2 ought to do me if you buy the wine. And I'll put it in the jukebox, one dime at a time. And I'll put it in the jukebox, one dime at a time.
All right, a Del Reeves song. Nice one. We'll learn that one.
Well, yeah, we'll learn that at the next practice,
yes,
I think.
Good one. That's a good song. We actually worked with Del Reeve years ago over at Hugo, Minnesota. With,
really?
With John and Dave. Yeah, he was one of the...
Was Bob running a radio station there, too?
Bob might have booked us, too, I think. But, it was that Nashville North, that big place.
Oh, okay.
And they'd bring in these national acts about once a month, and we would be the front band for those guys, and... And a couple of them, that we actually backed them up. They didn't have a band, but most of them did. And good bands. But this Del Reeves was terrific. Good band there, too. But anyway, getting back to Denny, and also mentioned this is WPCA Radio 93.1, and this is live up in Amory, Wisconsin. And we enjoy doing this. This has been a lot of fun. It's over 2.5 years we've been doing this, Eddie, and we've been after Denny for at least 2 years. And we finally... tracked him down, but we're so glad you're here, Denny.
Thanks.
Yes. We talked about Stony Ridge. Eddie and and you worked together in a group called Stony Ridge.
Yeah, I don't know if Denny ever did. We actually met before I went and tried out with you guys that night up at Wilkins on that Tuesday night.
Yeah, I don't believe we did meet before that I can remember. But yeah, after that whole Stony Ridge, the first one kind of broke up off the road. Everybody came back to the area and kind of went their different ways. And then you and I and Leroy and Rick Stanner hooked up and we reformed Stony Ridge at that time.
Sure.
Yeah, with a whole different, Eddie was playing steel, or he started playing steel.
That was when I just started learning, and I practiced for about 6 months, played it one night, and Rick says, I think you better take that home and practice just a little bit more. But that was 1979. I think we played 3 solid years, and we were playing 4 to 6
nights a week, yeah.
To 6 nights a week, and yeah. I remember having 2 weekends a year off, and we were like a Holiday Inn band doing anything from, you know, Kenny Rogers and Merle Haggard. And
variety.
Yeah, quite a variety.
Yeah,
so. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, and now you're in a group called the Studebakers, right?
Yeah, a local band from the Balsam Lake area. Kind of get together and just play some old rock and roll favorites from around the area.
Sure. That's just his summertime gig. He's got a wintertime gig down in Mexico.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that here too. Let's I might throw in a song here quick, and we'll come back. And I want to hear about Mexico. I know there's some good stories.
Yeah, that'll be a nice interesting story for sure. Yeah.
So, all right, let's try a song here by Hal Ketchum called "Small Town Saturday Night." So.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least 3 times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck, putting dollars worth of gas in his pickup truck. Going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where are you gonna go? We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot up the lights. Small town Saturday night, it's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got her lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk, looking for a fight. Liquor on his lip, trouble on his mind. Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a 6-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be mad just to have a good time. We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the lights. Small town Saturday night, it's a small town Saturday night. Drops off sharp on the edge of town. Lucy, you know, the world must be flat. Got some people leave town, they never come back. Going 90 miles an hour to the city limits set. With the pedal to the metal for you to change your mind. We're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the lights. Small town Saturday night, we're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the lights.
Yeah,
small town Saturday night, it's a small town Saturday night, it's a small town Saturday night.
All right, little song called "Small Town Saturday Night" by Hal Ketchum. Actually, it was me. It wasn't Hal Ketchum. Now,
kind of like that book you wrote, "Small Town."
Yeah,
is that where you got part of that name for the book?
Well, not really. I guess I never thought about this connection, but I do like small towns, and so yeah, I never thought about that, Eddie. But Going back to Denny here. Denny, you go to Mexico every winter. You work very, very hard during the summer season with your business, and you get some time off in the winter and go to Mexico. And tell us about that. You do some music down there.
Yeah, we my wife and I have been going down there for quite a few years, and we were going over to the Cancun area, and told my wife I was looking for somewhere different to go, that I could maybe find a place to play some music in the wintertime,
sure,
winter months. So we flew into a town called Zihuatanejo. Everybody remembers that city because that's where Shawshank Redemption,
yeah,
movie. That's where Red and Andy.
Okay. Sure.
When Andy broke out of prison, he went to Zihuatanejo, and
yep,
when Red got out, he went down there after him.
Sure.
So anyway, so my wife and I went down there, and we flew in on a Thursday night, a late night Thursday, and Friday, we got up Friday and started looking around town, and later on that evening, we walked into a bar, and there was music going on. I walked up to the band after they took a break, and I asked a bass player, I said, "Do you ever let anybody sit in and do a couple songs?" And he goes, "Yeah, once in a while." And I said, "Well, I play drums." And he was telling me, "Sure, well, you can play drums." And anyway, he asked me where I was from. I said, "I'm from Wisconsin." And he goes, "Oh, I know a drummer from Wisconsin." And lo and behold, it's you guys' drummer, Carl Oswin.
That's right.
You know, you know, he's like, okay, there's only 15 million drummers in Wisconsin,
yeah,
and he happened to know the one that I'm going to play with you guys. And so that was quite an interesting story how he said, "Yeah, I know a drummer from Wisconsin. It happened to be you guys' drummer."
Oh, yeah, I know one person from Wisconsin. It's Carl Oslin. And you know him too. But, that's funny.
So I sat in for a few songs and actually ended up playing the rest of the night with them. And I played the Saturday. And then, of course, we weren't there that long, so we took off after a few days and we've been going back there ever since, and this bass player, Steve Calvert, we've been playing together ever since for the last 15, 16 years down there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, of course, Carl, you had told Carl that story. And when we had Carl on the show, he shared that same story.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's a cool story.
Yes, it is. So, Denny, why don't you sing another song here, would you please?
All right. Let's do an old CCR song.
Sure.
Lodi.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road, seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad and things got worse, I guess you know the tune. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again. I rode in on a greyhound, I'll be walking down if I go. I was just passing through, must been 7 months ago. I ran out of time and money, looks like they took my friends. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again. Magazine said I was on my way. Somewhere I lost connections, I ran out of songs to play. I came into town, a one-night stand, looks like my plans fell through. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again. Thank you. song I've sung. Every time I had to play while people sat there drunk, you know I'd catch the next train back to where I live. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again.
Denny, that was very nice. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Yes. A lot of people, and me included, didn't realize that you play guitar so well, too. You, you've been a drummer all these years, but
yeah.
you took the time to learn how to play guitar as well.
Yeah, I did. I that's another story. I went down to the cities one night. I had to go down to the airport to drop somebody off or pick somebody up on the two. In the meantime, I went down to Guitar Center. And I told my wife I had to pick up some drumsticks and stuff like that. And so at the meantime, I picked up the drumsticks, and then I bought a guitar stand. And I was showing her the next morning. I said, well, here's what I got at the Guitar Center yesterday when I went down to the airport. Here's my drumsticks, and here's my guitar stand. And then I reached them back at the sofa, and I said, and here's what I bought to put in the guitar stand. She looked, oh, really? And she goes, where'd you get that? I said, I got it at the Guitar Center. But I didn't tell her that I bought it from a guy in the parking lot at the Guitar Center.
Oh.
I didn't actually buy it out of the store.
Well, you play it well. It's
Thank you.
It's great, yeah. So we're going to say hello to a few folks out there. And I'm going to start with my wife, Debbie. And then I want to say hello to Putz and Edna Knudsen-Bjorkman. She's moving over towards Stillwater. And Shirley Halliburton, who will be celebrating a birthday July 13th. She'll be turning 70. And Eddie, we're invited. And there's free tap beer. And I said,
don't
if
be
it's,
bringing that up now.
I told her if it's Old Milwaukee or Hams, Eddie and I will be there.
Preferably Hams.
Preferably Hams. And then you and I will be certainly arrive at the party. But we want to say hello to Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. I guess he's coming home soon.
He's trying to. I did get a message from him. He hurt his shoulder real bad, and he's actually tomorrow on Wednesday night this week. We're playing with actually Darlene and the boys over in Lindstrom, and he's hoping to be there. But he said if his shoulder's too bad, if I don't see him, he wasn't able to to do the ride.
Sure. Yes. We want to say hello to Uncle Bob. And Putz and I are going to go and do a little music at the nursing home here some afternoon. I think August 1st we're going to do that.
Okay.
So, and Scott Nash, who has been a faithful listener. Greg Wheeler, I hope Greg is listening. He sure was a fun guest here last time around. And Mom and Jim, Jim Ehlers. Gary McIntyre is celebrating a birthday today, 75.
Jeepers.
Yeah. So
happy birthday, Gary.
Yeah, happy birthday, Gary. Sam Boatman, your old buddy there.
Yep.
I hope he's tuned in here, too. He was a great guest. We had a lot of fun with Sam here. Bill Gnatzik and Denny Thorson. Eddie, you got a few you want to say? And then if you got some there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just Joanne and all the regular listeners, like the Cactus Cousins. And I got Brian Jevning from work and Cribbage Boys and all the regulars. So, but just thanks to everyone that listens. We sure appreciate it, especially on the Internet.
Yeah, and also, again, thanks to Dan Wall, who has been a big supporter of
you
this
bet.
And was our
yes.
guest here just a little while ago. But anyhow, we're... Eddie, you got another song you want to
say? Denny's got to say hi to some folks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just say hi to my wife and my kids and my folks and everybody else out there that's listening to tonight. Yeah,
yeah.
Say hi.
And what's nice, you know, the signal is strong right here locally, but you can get it on the internet anywhere. When I was in Arizona last winter, I missed a couple shows, and Eddie hosted the show. I'm sitting out there listening to the to the show.
You know?
And my mother is out there every winter, and she tunes in us all the time. So, of course, Jim Bjorkman, that's how he finds us on the internet. So it's pretty easy. You go to the website, and it says click here to listen now, and you don't need to buy any apps or do anything to to make it work. So it's easy to hook up to. So anyhow, I'm sorry I interrupted you there, Denny. But
Denny,
you want, why don't you sing another song, Denny? You want to do it?
Well, yeah, we could do another song. Let's do this one by Jimmy Buffett, A Pirate Looks at 40.
All right.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. I wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to steam. In your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream. Most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late. Arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling. I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I went away so fast. It's never meant to last. It's never meant to last. I have been drunk for over 2 weeks. I passed out and rallied and I sprung a few leaks. But I gotta stop wishing. I wanna go fishing. I'm down to rock bottom again with just a few friends. A few friends. I go for younger women, lived with several a while. Though I ran them away, they'd come back one day. Still could manage a smile. It just takes a while. It just takes a while. Mother, Mother Ocean, after all these years I've found my occupational hazard being my occupation's just not around. I feel like I've drowned.
I think I'm gonna head downtown.
Mother, Mother Ocean. Mother, Mother Ocean. Mother, Mother Ocean.
Oh, that is Denny Armstrong. Very good, Denny.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is WPC Radio 93.1, and we're starting to wind down just a little bit here, but you got some things coming up this summer, too, with music, I'm sure?
Yeah, we just got done doing the Milltown Fishman's Party. Eddie was nice enough to set in with us on Sunday. And then this coming Saturday, we're at Paradise Landing over on Balsam Lake. They do a water ski show, so it's supposed to be in real nice weather, and the Balsam Lake Ski Club puts on a real nice ski show, and before the ski show, the Studebakers are playing from, I believe it's 4 to 6 or 4 to 7.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Yeah, so if anybody's out there wants to come out to see a water ski show, plus some music. Come on out to the Paradise Landing on Saturday.
Well, sounds good. Yes. And you mentioned that we're going to be playing at the church. We just found that out tonight.
I think it's July 14th. At Prairie Farm. At the Prairie Farm Lutheran Church, we get together and do that.
And we've done that 3-4 years, haven't we?
Yeah, this would be probably our fourth year that we've been out there. Yeah,
sure.
We do quite a bit of that.
We have a bunch of different churches, I think, that get together during the Prairie Farm celebration and stuff.
Yeah,
as that's going on. But that's been fun to do. And
sure. Yeah.
Cindy sent me a text about a week ago and said, "Have you got the song list all done?" I go, "No, pretty much the same as what we did last year."
No kidding. Yeah.
And if we can't remember what we did, they won't remember what we did, right?
Yeah. And it's always nice when we get done with the church service that those churches, they put on just a wonderful meal. I mean, it's just they're nothing better than a home cooked church meal.
Oh, absolutely. Some of that food, you can't buy food that good. Some of the Sundays that at our church they have the potluck, and it's really good. But we're gonna, Eddie, anything else you want to add here? Or I think we're gonna.
No, she's dead. The heat's coming. Get ready.
Yes, it's gonna get warm. We just want to say a couple things about WPCA Radio. Bob Zonk is got some great ideas for some of the shows, and he's one I like a lot is the I think it's called Vinyl Library, and he's doing another one. I just heard it on the way up here, Bob, and it was called what again?
Golden Age of Entertainment.
Okay, Golden Age of Entertainment, and just some really good music. The Vinyl Library is from Tuesday through Saturday, and it varies from around 9:30, 10 o'clock it starts, depending on the morning coffee club there. Yep. But you play like some Percy Faith and Perry Como and Patti Page, I think. And
a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, yeah. So don't be afraid to spot or help this radio station. They will take contributions from anybody, and they will. So, Eddie, we got a little music we can do here before we got about a couple minutes to go.
Boy, nothing like making the old vein in the forehead stick out. Let's try, you and I always like to do Freight Train.
We're going to have to wrap it up here. We got our music to take us out. But once again, thank you to Denny Armstrong for coming over. Hey, Denny, would you come and do this again with us, please?
I'll see if I can get away and do this. Thank you guys for having me.
And don't forget about my boat. We got to look at that tonight out here in the parking lot.
Don't forget about Dan Wool. Thanks to Dan.
Yes, yeah. Dan Wool. Thank you so much for joining us here, too. And thank you to Bob Zonk and the radio station. And we'll see you. We're here every Thursday.
Yep.
But we'll be back again next week. So, thank you.